Okay, we take this whole multi-platform thing seriously here at the Bryant Park Project. We're not just a radio show, we're also a blog. We do some things only for the web faithful, and the woman in charge of it all at the reins is our online editor, Laura Conaway, who's joined us in the studio to tell us what's up blog-wise. What's new today, Laura?
Good morning. What's new today? We have a bunch of stuff, actually. We're going to be here all night putting it up, I think. We've got a piece from this woman named Aisha Walker, who's a young person in Richmond, California, which over the time she's lived there has become kind of shoot-em-upville. And she writes and talks and sends some pictures from her life there. She's struggling with whether to stay and how to stay. More?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. We've got a really cool piece from this guy, Aaron Koblenz. A bunch of people saw it. Wynn Roosevelt picked up his piece. He's a designer, and he attempted to make a visualization of all the flight patterns in the United States.
Very cool, yeah.
It's kind of an amazing thing. We had one person write in and say it was dramatically beautiful, and another person who's an air traffic controller wrote to say it gave him a headache.
And that got on FARC, right?
It got on FARC.
Which is, you know, big stuff for us.
Yeah, no, it's big for us. So when Roosevelt went back and he asked the guy, you know, how'd you make it and what do you see in it? So that'll be up there today, and that's pretty cool.
Other people commenting on the blog about various things? What's been really getting at people?
One of the things that's really gotten at people is a story we did a few days ago about transracial adoption. That segment featured a black woman who had grown up in a white family, and it got a reply from this guy, Mark Riding, in Baltimore, and he wrote to us, "The timing of this NPR story is serendipitous for me. We're a black family attempting to adopt a little white girl."
Hmm.
And we're going to try to actually get in touch with Mr. Riding and talk to him a little more, but I'm going to go ahead and pull his comment out today and make it its own item. It's pretty interesting. He talks about, you know, not realizing at the dinner table how many of their stories key to race. How many times they'll say, oh, this person's white or that person is black. And now that they have a white person in their family, they have to talk about it differently.
Huh.
All sounds very interesting. Plus a big announcement, right?
Well, the biggest thing that's coming today, it's a piece of video, and it's Allison, it's so heart-wrenching and dramatic. I mean, it might even be so melodramatic. I can't tell you what it is, actually.
All right. Have to go to npr.org/Bryant Park to see it later on today. Laura Conaway, you're going to be busy.
Yes.
I'm sorry,
thanks,
Laura,
for making time
yesterday
today.
I said your brain was a place I'd only wanted vacation in. I would love to live in your brain. I think it's great.
I've been on vacation from my brain, so.
That is this hour of the BPP. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Luke Burbank. I just say that to be fast, but then I screwed it up.
No worries.
Keep listening. We've got lots more coming up real soon.
Stuart.